nothing to do with Hajj. When you go to Arafah and Mina and Muzdalifah and you stone and you spend the night in Mina and you make the tawaf, the sa'i, all the things, this is the Hajj. So visitation of the mosque of the Prophet ﷺ has nothing to do with the Hajj. And that you can go to visit the mosque of the Prophet ﷺ at any time does not have to be during the season of Hajj. Is this understood? And by this, inshallah, this is the end of this chapter. And we have one small chapter more to go to finish the Hajj chapter and the 40th class from the book Bulugh al-Maram. This chapter number 6, in page number 271, Missing Hajj, Al-Fawat wal-Ihsar. Al-Fawat means to miss something, and Al-Ihsar to be stopped or denied, especially by arming force, okay, to be stopped. Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he been stopped to enter Mecca after he left Medina, okay, and he came and the kuffar stopped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was already in ihram and all these things, and they make a treaty there that he will return and come back in the next year. So if something happened like this, what is supposed, this what is the chapter talking about? If something happened to you, and as a result of this, that you need to stop the whole process of your Hajj. Hadith number 645, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, قَدْ أُحْصِرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فحلق رأسه وجامع نساءه ونحر هديه حتى اعتمر عاما قابلا رواه البخاري. This hadith, which is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, that reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been stopped by force from the kuffar to enter the Kaaba and to make his Umrah or his Hajj. And as a result of this, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shaved his head. He had intercourse with his wives, and he slaughtered his animal, which he brought with him, and he made Umrah from the next year. And this was in the year 6 after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the next year and he performed Umrah. And he been stopped by the station or the place called Al-Hudaybiyah. And it happened negotiation between the kuffar and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that for him to go back again to Medina and he will come for the next year with no problem that he can enter Mecca. So what happened when a person been stabbed by force in a case like what happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He will take his ihram off and he will go to the state, the regular state of life, and he will go back and no harm for him. If the person can come later on next year or the year after, alhamdulillah, if could not, no problem. Except if it was the obligatory hajj that he never fulfilled before. You understand? So let's say, as example, a person going now, and this is the first time he make hajj in his life. And now, after he arrives there, he said the Gulf War start again and all the stuff you could not, and this it. And the person already in a state of ihram. How long this will take? God knows best. He need to go back to America. So the person, he will take his ihram off, but his regular clothes, and he will go about his business back to America, but he have to come back again to what? To perform the obligatory hajj. If it was a umrah and he made umrah before, he made hajj before, it's up to him to come back or not to come back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The next hadith by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. قالت دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على ضباعة بنت الزبير ابن عبد المطلب رضي الله تعالى عنهما فقالت يا رسول الله إني أريد الحج وإني وأنا شاكية فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حجي واشترطي أن محلي حيث حبستني. متفق عليه. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith reported by Aisha, the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah sallam, he entered the house where is Duba'a, daughter of Zubair ibn Abd al-Muttalib. Okay? So Zubair is the son is of Ibn Abdul Muttalib. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what kind of relationship between him and this woman? Huh? Abdul Muttalib
is his grandfather.
Okay?
And she's the daughter of
Zubair, which is the son of Abdul Muttalib.
His uncle.
Oh,
but
the son is his uncle,
right? You guys make your mind now.
The son of Abdul.
The grandfather has a son by name is Zubair.
Which is his uncle.
Okay? Which is the uncle of who?
The Prophet was
there. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this, the daughter of Zubair will be what to the Prophet?
His cousin.
Who agree?
Cousin.
You make your mind about it. Anyway, so the Prophet ﷺ, when he entered, she told him, O Prophet of Allah, I want to make Hajj. You can agree about it or disagree, I leave this up to you. Maybe you can take it to the Shura member and discuss it there. Or make your mind. So she said, O Prophet of Allah, I decide to make Hajj, I want to make Hajj, but I am sick. That means there is a possibility she's scared that the sickness will increase and this will may what? Prevent her of performing the Hajj. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised her to do what? To make a condition on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? What is the condition? Say, oh Allah, I attend the Hajj for this year. And if something, obstruct me, that so wherever I am, this will be the end of it. Okay? That means if something happened to me, I will go to the state of non-ihram and this will be it. Alright? So now, this is something also that a person who may fear, is still dealing with this issue.
Second.
Alright, hold it, brothers. Hold it.
First.
Okay.
First, not grandfather's child.
Alright. The most important thing is not the first or the second, that the Prophet ﷺ taught her something. To do what? To make a condition. Okay? That when she make her intention, that she will include that فَإِنْ حَبَثَنِي حَابِثْ فَمَحِلَّ حَيْثُ حَبَثَنِي, that if something came in my way to stop me, if it's sickness, if it's an enemy, if whatever it is, so wherever I am, I do what? I finish my ihram and I turn automatically, okay, to what? To the state of ihlal. So, and I have no obligation of making a sacrifice or killing an animal or anything like this. Okay? So if a person fear there is something it may come in his way, not in a normal life, like you understand everything is going fine, or a person will, okay, but if a person that sees that their sickness may increase, or maybe understand this thing will be shit in this matter and this war would break at any time, so now will be better for him to make this condition. So this shows us from hadiths the permissibility of doing this condition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this only to be done in a state of fear, or that you don't think you'll be able to make it there because sickness or other reason. Otherwise, you don't have to make this condition. Last hadith in this chapter and the last hadith for the class, inshallah, hadith number 647. وعن عكرمة عن الحجاج ابن عمرو الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كسر أو عرج فقد حل وعليه الحج من القابل. قال عكرمة فسألت ابن عباس وأبا هريرة عن ذلك فقال صدق رواه الخمسة. This hadith is authentic, reported by Akrima, son of Al-Hajjaj ibn Amr al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stating that if a person been break his leg, his arm, whatever that obstruct his hajj, okay, or his leg been twisted, or whatever it is that it came a serious illness like breaking or twisting, okay, that let him finish his ihram and let him what? Do it from the next year. And as I said, this hadith can be explained to the person who never made hajj before, okay? But if a person who made hajj before and something happened to him like this, he will go back to his country and he don't have to come back to the next year to perform or to make up for this umrah or make up to this hajj, since he already had fulfilled his obligation by performing one hajj in his life. Alhamdulillah, this inshallah will be the ending of our study from Bulugh al-Maram for almost a month until April, inshallah. We're going to stop here, and this is exactly today we make 40 classes of Bulugh Maram, and this is the fifth class concerning album number 3 related to Hajj, and this exactly half of the book of Bulugh Maram that we finish. Inshallah, next week we going to talk about Hajj, as well as the week after we're going to be demonstrating Hajj, like things, how to make tawaf, how to kiss the black stone, how to dress your ihram, how to go between Safa and Marwa. We're going to show movies, inshallah, slideshow and things like this. And inshallah, I would like for those who plan to make Hajj this year, each family, not each individual, each family, to take one for you to study. Okay, so and after we cover those people who gone for Hajj, inshallah, if there is any left, we give to the rest of the brothers. I would like to extend my thanks for Brother Talib that he took upon himself to make this, to make it available for us. So may Allah bless him. Thank you very much. So please, if anybody making Hajj and the head of the family sitting here, raise your hand. Brother Khalid. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Brother Abu?
He gave me one.
I gave you one? Okay.
Brother Talib gave me one.
Oh, and Talib gave you one. Anybody here? Habib? You have one. So take one for sister Nuzhat, and one for sister Farida, and one for sister anybody else? Huh? Okay. And anybody else? Okay. Now I think if anybody, one family don't take, and the rest of the brothers can share this, inshallah, as the sisters. If one family can take one, each family take one. If any brother here that his wife or his children here, give one to Brother Amin. You can get one, you can get one. Now if any sister that her husband is not sitting here, please, you can get one. Now I want you for homework to go over this front and back. This will make it much easier in you to understand when you see the movie and when we have the pictures and talk about it. If any sister, her husband is not sitting in this group and she did not have one already and she is not gone for Hajj, feel free to get a copy. Please, we don't need two people out of the same family to have, so we can cover everybody. No, I think we have enough to copy. Plus, I had reduced it so we can make copies, you understand, for those people who did not have. Okay, anybody that present today did not have a copy? Okay, Sister Shahnaz, please give this to Sister Shahnaz. Any brothers, anybody who deserve or who want one? Anwar, inshallah. Anybody else? Okay. Peace, salam. Inshallah, you go next year, brother. Brother Mu'tasim, inshallah. Excuse me. Good one? Inshallah. Anybody else? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Please study this. I know it's not going to be easy to remember everything, but this to prepare you for next class. And as I said, we're going to demonstrate botany stations and showing you. So don't worry about it. We can take 2 to 3 classes to master this. And from class coming, I urge all the people who gone for Hajj or there is a possibility to go for Hajj, okay, that to be present for these classes, inshallah. May Allah accept from all of us and congratulations for finishing the first half of the book Bulugh Maram, and this for everybody. You want one? Okay. question. Go ahead.
Who established Masjid al-Haram?
Who established it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed it to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Okay, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. So Allah had showed. Some scholars, they said that the house was there before. Okay? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٌ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَرَكٌ. Indeed, the first house been built for mankind. So been built for mankind, so that means he understood that the house been built before the mankind exists. Okay, and some scholars are talking about that Adam, you understand, the angels came and show, but I don't know too much how authentic this information, but what is clear cut in the Quran that Allah had show the Prophet Ibrahim Makan al-Bayt, that mean some people said that this is where the house is supposed to be, or that the house used to be there and disappear, so Allah made him to see where it was, the foundation, and he built it.
Was the Kaaba there first, or the Masjid al-Haram? Which was first?
Masjid. Which one was there
first? That's what I
want. The house, which is the mosque. Okay, and the Kaaba is part of it.
Okay, so they're both together.
Both together, okay. And Allah knows best.
Okay.
Sometimes I could not find too much details, you understand, about this information, and whatever information that I may find, I could not find how authentic it is. So I'm.
Because some people said the Kaaba was there prior to the, Prophet Ibrahim, and like you said, he rediscovered it almost.
Everything is possible, but let's understand one thing. We pray and worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did not pray to the Kaaba, neither we worship the Kaaba. And a Muslim have to be his main concern how to please Allah by doing what Allah said. All this historical, sometimes some people they like, but it's not going to increase our iman in any fashion if I know was the Kaaba first, or was the Haram first, or who built it before Ibrahim, was it there or no, it disappeared by the flood of Noah, and after all this information people say, but how authentic, I don't know. Will this increase my iman or no? My main concern, Allah commanded me to make Hajj, that I should be concerned about making Hajj and going to make Hajj.
What is the name of the Masjid in Jerusalem?
Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Al-Aqsa, which means the farthest mosque.
That's a different message from the Dome of the Rock.
Yes. Okay, so there's three holy mosque, huh? Alif, Lam, Alif, Qaf, Sad, Ya, A, L, A, Q, S, A, A.
Only in a statement, Sheikh, I didn't read it, but I heard only hearing on the, I read the Prophet Abraham saw the landmarks of Adam, where he was praying when he came down with, when Allah sent him down.
This is what I'm saying. You can read a lot of things about the Kaaba, the black stone, and all these things, and what happened and before the Prophet Ibrahim. But this can be true, can be not true. But as I said, it's not going to be part of what we need, how to worship Allah. You see? Any question? Inshallah, yes, we're going to save all the questions, all these things, because we have plenty of things to talk about next week and see the video and all these things. Please, if anybody have pictures, have a movie, have anything about Hajj, bring it. So we share it together. Onward.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of Hajj are you doing?
Out of curiosity, what Hajj, who's doing? Myself, Tamattu, inshallah. This is the most rewarded one, to my knowledge, Tamattu. Yes, Sister Farida.
When it talks about the running on page 270, it says that that is about the signal that says that it's not for the female.
In the hadith?
No, in the footnote down the bottom.
The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الرجال النساء شقائق الرجال. Women are the twin of the men. Whatever applied to man, applied to a woman, except if there is exception comes to say a woman is not supposed to. To the best of my knowledge, I never saw anything. It can be from a school of thought, but I will investigate this matter more in some information about what's different between man and woman in worship, inshallah. Yes, ma'am.
The condition of the woman in Tawaf and the last Tawaf would qualify the same in the first Tawaf if she's not making Tawaf.
No, she could not make tawaf around the Kaaba while she have her menses. Doesn't matter if the first or the second or the last. She will dilate it. She will dilate it. Okay? That means she will make her tawaf after she get clean. Let me quick reference here, let to see if there is anything in this book concerning Raml. Anybody have anything else? Okay, inshallah. سنن الطواف سنن دخول المت الاضباع استلام الحجر تقبيل الحجر السجود التكبير عند الركن الرمل في الاشواط الثلاثة الاولى في الطواف الاول حديث ابن عمر ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان اذا طاف بالبيت الطواف الاول رمل ثلاثة ومشى اربعة من الحجر اللي. Okay, didn't say anything about women could not do it or no, but inshallah, I think I have a reference which I may found something, but basically the general rule for women to do everything like a man in salah, in fasting, in hajj, in everything, except if the hadith come to say a woman could not do this. Allah knows best. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adhan, inshallah. Then you come.